Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Love what one another does if it's not in line with God.
but we are to love each and every one according to the word of God. So, as I have first stated, I'm going to say this prayer. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. And I want to send prayer, a carpet prayer around this nation for healing and restoration. God is the only one that can make that happen. We can pray, but God is the mighty one that can do anything but fail. So, Father God, we're coming to you, God, with bowed head and hurting hearts on tonight, God. But we know you to be a healer. We know that you can mend a broken heart. And we're asking you tonight, God, to just bless each and every one of us around the world, God, on tonight. Touch our heart, touch our mind, and establish, God, your love and your spirit within us, God. Unite this world again, God, to be lovable between one and another, God. Touch those that have lost loved ones, have lost sons and daughters, and mothers and fathers and spouses, husbands and wives, infant babies, grandparents, uncles and aunts, extended family members, colleagues, business partners, physicians, attorneys, etc., etc. We're asking you, God, stretch out your mighty hand on tonight, God. We know that you're capable of doing anything, God. And we're just asking you, God, to just touch this world, God, and bring about healing, God. We'd be so mindful, God, to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, we're going to go quickly into our intro prayer. And I'm asking you again to bow your heads, if you will, as we go down. And we're going to acknowledge Jesus Christ. He's our soon coming Messiah. And so we're going to acknowledge him tonight. Father God, we come with a grateful heart on tonight for all your many blessings, God. We thank you, hallelujah, with a heart of sovereignty, a heart of gratefulness in your sovereignty, I'm sorry, and your love unmeasured. We continue to thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around the spectrum, God. We know that this planet that we're residing on, God, is not our permanent place of homage, God. But until you crack those clouds one of these historical days, God, we will continue to come and go from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. Enable me, God, to bring a rhema word, God, to those that are hurting, those that may or may not know of you in the parts of their iniquity, God. I'm once again asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom. To each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very soul. Father God, we be so mindful again to give your name the glory and all of honor. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. All right, we're going to go right now on in to our scheduled program. And tonight's sermon entitled, A Cause for Celebration. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Colossians 3:17. And we're going to go to our second key scripture, and it reads like this. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 23:6. Hallelujah. And so we know today is Thanksgiving all around the world. Those that take part in the Thanksgiving celebration, we know that it's a time to reflect on God's goodness, His mercy, and His sovereignty toward us, you and I, His children. And so, our sermon, as I first stated, is titled, A Call for Celebration. I want to say that one more time. A Call for Celebration. And we know on September the 9th, 1862, we find out that Abraham Lincoln, he signed the Emancipation Proclamation of free African slaves in America. Can you imagine a celebration as the word traveled from plantation to plantation, from city to city, state to state? And the stern disbelief that gave way to shouts of joy, hand clapping and dancing of celebration. And we know that over 200 years after the first American slave arrived in America, the institution of slavery was abolished and liberty was proclaimed. And as you and I reflect on our lives, we have many causes for celebration. And David named a few, and it goes like this. Forgiveness of sin, supernatural healing, redemption from destruction, the execution of righteous mercy of God. That scripture reading is found in the law of Psalms 103:3-6. And we know that God has blessed us so much. Sometimes we take His blessings for granted. Instead of praising God for what He's done for us, we tend to get angry because He hasn't done what we want Him to do. But we need to practice a phrase from David's Psalm. Bless the Lord. We need to focus on His greatness. We need to remember the times we transgressed His will and yet been forgiven. Hallelujah, Jesus. The former African slave could have focused on what they had endured. Instead, they gave praise to God who delivered them. We know that suffering will always be a fact of life in this sinful world. But God's blessings will be poured upon those who do God's will. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know occasionally it helps to spend a few quiet moments looking back on our lives and to review how indebted you and I are to God for His goodness and His mercy. And of course, no two personal histories are the same. But we can all echo the word of David, the poet, the king in Psalm 23:6, and he wrote, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And if we are trusting Jesus, hallelujah, if we are trusting Jesus Christ, those three words sum up the whole of our experience in life. imparts what we don't deserve. His mercy withholds what we do deserve. In time of pain and sorrow, we know that our Heavenly Father faithfully meets our needs. He comforts you and our hearts, and he gives us strength, hallelujah, to bear our burdens. Although we are believers, we still sin and we fall short of the holy standards set by his Son, Jesus Christ. Yet he keeps on pouring out his forgiveness into our souls as we confess our sins. We may think of ourselves as decent people, but we must still admit that we have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. May gratitude continue to fill our hearts, because God's goodness and his mercy will follow us all the days, all the way to glory, hallelujah. We're indebted to him forever. And when we stand with Christ in glory, looking over life's finished story, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then, how much I owe. Because God gives us everything, you and I owe him all of our praises. Hallelujah, Jesus. For centuries, people in many countries have held harvest festivals to celebrate the bounty of the land and the blessings of life. Again, in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln established a national holiday in the United States as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our benefit fathers. Most holidays have been corrupted by commercialism, while Thanksgiving Day has retained its intended purpose. We know that this is a very rare day. It is worldly and entirely about gratitude. No matter what others do, we as followers of Christ have the privilege and the responsibility to extend the spirit of thankfulness to every day of the year. Paul urges the Colossians to keep growing in Christ while overflowing with thankfulness. That scripture reading is found in the law of Colossians 2 and 6 through 7. We ought to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And Abraham Lincoln's proclamation also declared that all our blessings are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hallelujah, had nevertheless remembered mercy. We know that this is a befitting day to express gratitude to God. So is tomorrow and every day that follows. Hallelujah. Worthy is God of your and our worship. Worthy is he of our praise. So let's magnify him with thanksgiving. Gladly our voices we raise. We know that the joy of living comes from a joy and a heart of thanksgiving. So you might not have had everything that you desired on today, but what you can praise God about is that you're not in a cold chamber. You're not on a cooling board. But God touched you this morning, and he shook you, and he said, my son, my daughter, rise. And you stood up on your feet. You're in your right mind. You're not out of your mind, but you're in your right mind. You got your health and your strength, and those of you that health might not be so good, thank God that you're still living. So we have a whole lot to be thankful for, because we could be written off today. Our name could be blotted out. Our name could be in the obituary back of the newspaper on today. But God's grace and mercy that sustains our lives. We have a praise. We have yet a testimony, a cause for celebration. God said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you and I all the days of our lives. And you and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We should not take life for granted. Take God for granted. But thank God, who is a gracious and loving God, showed his love and his sovereignty toward you and I. He continued to love us in spite of our wrongdoing, in spite of our downfalls, in spite of our stumbles and our pitfalls. God still loves us. He extends his grace and his mercy daily to you and I. And so, we should not take life for granted. Hallelujah. We should thank God and give him all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, because we know that he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all of our praises. And we know to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. That scripture reading can be found in Ecclesiastes 3:1. We know that God has built into nature for our good. Solomon acknowledged the cycles of life. He observed a time to sow, a time to reap, time to weep, time to laugh, time to mourn, a time to dance, time to gain, time to lose, time to keep silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate. Just as God determines the weather, he also controls the cycles in our lives. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Do we resist those seasons and complain about the snowy conditions on the horizon? Or do we trust God and thank him for whatever he has planned for us? I would encourage you and you and you on tonight. Whatever our situation is today, we can be thankful for God's season. Just as the world turns to spring, our lives have changing seasons too. So when a gloomy forecast comes, remember God has plans for you. Rather than praying for a change in circumstances, pray for a change of heart. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship Messiah to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. We will now change the dimension of this program. We will now bring you hymns of Zion. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, family, throughout the world. God bless you. Bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm gonna shake my head.
where you are.